The next morning, Jenna's stomach does flip-flops and she can't eat. Sean raises his eyebrow, as he knows breakfast is Jenna's favorite meal. When she arrives at Eastern, a wave of nausea passes through her entire body. The enormous building bears no resemblance to her old school, Wilson. Huge columns tower over three sets of double doors. Hundreds of students hurry up the wide staircase. A man with his shirt sleeves rolled up stands at the top of the stairs and shouts through a megaphone, urging students to hurry inside. Jenna quickly joins the crowd and tries to blend in as students flow by her. They all seem to know one another. Groups of students talk and laugh together.
The hallways seem filled to capacity.
Suddenly, Jenna realizes she's lost. Whom can she ask for directions without looking like an idiot? Jenna calls out to a girl walking by. "Excuse me, could you tell me where room 234 is?" The girl looks annoyed and points behind Jenna, who mumbles a thank you. "Great," Jenna thinks. "I'm going to be labeled the country bumpkin." When the bell finally rings at the end of the first day, Jenna trudges home feeling pretty dejected. She is positive that she'll never make friends and will for all eternity be known as the idiot country girl. Walking home alone, Jenna relives the nightmare that was math class. She had kept her head down trying to avoid being called on, but it proved futile. Suddenly, Jenna heard the teacher asking her a question, and she was clueless as to the answer. Not wanting to seem ignorant, she gave the first answer that popped into her head, and it was wrong. Jenna had sunk into her seat, as she knew how dumb her answer sounded. She thought she heard someone laugh in the back of the class, and as she glanced over her shoulder, she saw a girl whispering to her friend. Were the two girls laughing at her? Jenna had felt her cheeks redden in embarrassment. For the rest of the day, Jenna hadn't said another word. "I've got to find a way to stay home sick from school tomorrow," Jenna thinks as she hurries home, "or convince Mom to homeschool me."